What about those clubs, Mark, who haven't had any issues at all with the cap, who've always been completely below the cap line or on the cap line, none of these issues and grey areas that you talk about? Do you feel a bit for them at the moment?
I think, all clubs, or most clubs over a period of time, will have issues that, because we're dealing with injury dispensations, we're dealing with players coming and going from squads, joining during the course of a year, there will be issues that need to be looked at, confirmed, or addressed, or pursued in many clubs during the course of a 4 or 5 year period. That's quite normal in terms of making sure that everything is being dealt with correctly and reported properly. But occasionally, as I say, you will reach points which are not straightforward in their interpretation. So, it's not a question of, individual clubs at a point in time necessarily. It's a question of whether a situation has arisen which is clear cut, which is normally the case, and we can deal with that with a club and ensure that they are dealing with the issue in the right sort of way, or sometimes we'll encounter issues which are not straightforward, and these have been one of those occasions. I think it's not been helped by the fact that, as I say, the speculation over the last few months has been on a scale which frankly has just not been accurate, but confidentiality, which is I think the proper approach during any such investigation, has prevented us until now from being able, in a sense, to put the record straight on that.
And you can say, hand on heart, that if the salary, there had been a salary cap breach that was clear and obvious, then you would have had no hesitation, along with the clubs, in enforcing some very strict punishments.
Absolutely. At Premiership Rugby, we've never taken a backward step on that kind of approach, if that's necessary. And under our system, we still have a 5 year window in which, if any new information arises, we can go back and deal with the situation. So. But I think the key here is people can't always assume in the area of financial regulation in sports that everything is straightforward and clear cut and open to easy interpretation. It's not, and that's been the case here. But we've reached closure on that. The clubs all support that. We've introduced some new features to the system from next season onwards, and we'll continue to develop the league very successfully as we have done.
Appreciate everything you said, Mark, but would you sympathise with those fans who say, well, why on earth are we having a salary cap if, after investigations, we're still at a situation where there are so many grey areas and punishments can't be enforced if they are appropriate? I mean, surely we want to get a position where the salary cap and any breaches around it are far easier to identify and therefore to punish?
Yeah, of course we do, and that's why the system continues to evolve all the time. But again, people are making an assumption here, I think, based on the kind of coverage there's been over the last few months, which just hasn't been, accurate in a whole number of areas. But because people have had a kind of a free run at that, because of the confidentiality obligations proper to any kind of process like this, then, I think people have been come to a conclusion that may not be entirely accurate, which is what I'm saying to you.
Sure. And do you sympathise with supporters who will find confidential agreements a little bit hard to take? They want things out in the open because they pay their good money to support the Premiership and all the money that goes into it.
Do I sympathise with a supporter that wants a confidential agreement out?
A supporter who wants things a bit more transparent in terms of who's been fined. I mean, if you're not going to tell us the clubs,
but I think you're jumping to a conclusion about a fine. A fine implies a sanction implies guilt, and that isn't the situation here. There haven't been clear breaches. It's an area of, as we've said in the press release, access to information and the treatment of certain contracts and that, which are, it's perfectly possible under the salary cap system to have contracts which, for a variety of things which sit outside the system. If that has nothing to do with the club's payment of that player. So those are the kind of areas where it's not always straightforward. So I sympathise with the supporter who may have been led to believe over the last few months that this speculation is is based on truth and is on the scale that some people have suggested it has been, because that's, you know, been inaccurate, as I say. But, you know, we have dealt with the situation now in an appropriate way that allows us to get on and move forward. And as I say, I'm happy that it's been resolved in a way that, you know, gives us confidence, not only for the past, but also for the current season and going forward.
And just finally on this, I mean, again, I know you'll challenge me on making generalisations, but it will appear that some clubs have used some fairly creative accounting in order to pay their players more. I mean, how would you go about denying that when you say that there are different payments going from different areas, commercial, sponsorship, all towards the player, and you've been in dispute with the clubs about that?
Some of those won't be connected to the club at all. They're to do with you know, other types of arrangements that that athletes and sponsors may have. You know, that's exactly why it's not straightforward always to deal with these issues in the way that perhaps you know, people are being led to believe they can be dealt with. You know, that's exactly why we have a system, why we have a system which involves a salary cap manager who will work with the clubs year in and year out in a way that hasn't always been visible. It's just been as a result, as I say, of quite a lot of this inaccurate speculation over the last few months that it has been characterised in a certain way. But we'll work with the clubs to make sure that they are including in the right sort of way everything that is deemed by the system to be part of the salary spend of a club. But there will be things that will sit outside of that that quite legitimately are not to do with the club's expenditure.
Yeah, and will you be concerned, Mark, now going forward that the reputation of the league may be affected a little bit by what's happened here, even though you've been very clear that they're grey areas rather than breaches, but still the conclusions people will jump to will make it look like you've done your best to not make a big call on this?
I'm not concerned about that because I know obviously what we've been looking at, and I know the accuracy of that as opposed to maybe what's been covered over the last few months in some of that speculation. So I'm confident that we're in a good place for that. Do I wish that speculation had been more accurate or had been over a shorter time span? Yes, but these things take quite a while to address properly and reach a proper outcome on it, and that's what we have to respect and what we've done. And all during that period, we've maintained the confidentiality around anything that we were looking at. And now we've reached an outcome to it which we feel is right for the league and allows it to move forward and is right for the situation because, you know, it's very rarely as straightforward as people have been led to believe.